Time for Morning Conversation. Proud to bring in Forest City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman for the first time in 2023. Darwin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mark. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you again about Forest City Schools.
And yesterday, the 2023 Iowa legislative session began at the Capitol in Des Moines. And I know last night at the board meeting, that was one of the main topics for discussion, is to outline those 2023 legislative priorities.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We set our legislative priorities back in the fall. Our four legislative priorities are state supplemental aid, vouchers, teacher recruitment, and retention plans, and mental health have been our legislative priorities. And most of those have been pretty consistent the last couple of years. You know, state supplemental aid, we've averaged right around 1.8% growth the last 10 years. And I think we know what inflation and other costs have done if you look at the comparabilities with that. And just hard to keep up in a school when you're not funded at appropriate levels. The vouchers, I can tell you that this is what we're concerned about, is we've got historic tax cuts, which everybody loves, and with the Legislative Service Agency, which is an independent party that takes bills that are passed and shows the fiscal tag to that. So with those historic tax cuts, by fiscal year 27, the budget will be reduced by $1.8 billion out of a $9 billion budget. And you know, I think everybody appreciates, like I said, the tax breaks and that, but, you know, when you have that great of a potential reduction in your state budget, things are going to be hit, and I would say the education would be a large part of that also. At the end of the 2019 year, Iowa pupil public expenditures are $1,280 below the national average. Since 2014, Iowa spending in education has been increased by 11.6 compared to 19.9 at the national average. With that, you know, and people wonder, will vouchers have an impact on us in rural schools? And I will tell you they will in a number of ways. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, from my perspective, parochial schools are important to have in here. Homeschooling options are important. That's where we already have choice in the state of Iowa. Open enrollment is another thing that gives parents choice. I'm a believer that public funds should be spent on public purposes. With that, $83 million, Mark, of our state budget already goes to private schools. Charter schools last year was increased, whether local boards want that in their areas or not. It's there. There's tax credits for that. And so with last year's governor's plan, people will say, oh, it's going to have a small impact. It's not going to have a big impact on the budget, not going to have a big impact on the number of kids because she maxed it out at 10,000. Well, history shows, and we got data from around the country, how that starts. You know, Wisconsin's an example. They had vouchers just in Milwaukee alone, and now it's expanded statewide. Florida started with a voucher plan, which was for low income and special ed, and they've eliminated that criteria to be open to all. Arizona was low income and special ed families, and they continue to increase the income limits to define low income. Ohio's another one, started with a voucher plan in 2008, where they put $42 million a year, and as of 2021, $350 million. Went into it. And so when funds are tight already, and that's what legislators tell us, and you see it expanding into these things, it will impact. If parochial schools grow, we're already in a teacher shortage. Where are they going to attract teachers? And so a number of concerns. We'll see what the legislators do. We're hearing that it'll come in an omnibus bill where they'll lump a lot of educational things together with that. And try to pass it all at one time, and so time will tell.
We'll see what the governor has to say about it tonight.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Talking with Forest City School Superintendent Darwin Lehman, the other thing that you spent some time on last night was the 2020 federal census and how that's going to impact the school board.
Yeah, so when when the census comes out is we need to redistrict. And so we are director districts. We have seven directors. And it's all based off of your census and your population. So what's unique to Forest City, though, is the city of Forest City grew and our rural area declined. And so the typical seven director districts has an impact there. And so we are in the process of working with a company that this is what they do. They went out and we've got a number of options for the board to consider on how they want to handle director districts. And so last night we had the company that we signed on with. She was on the phone to answer any questions, take a look at that, and explain how she came up with these director districts. And I think we will continue that conversation next month at our board meeting along that line. And, you know, trying to make sure, I can tell you the board's working hard. They really want to ensure that there's representation of all parts of our district, and that's important to them. And I think that's why it's taking a little bit longer, some people might say, but I think they're using due process to address the situation appropriately to ensure that representation is met with whatever plan they approve.
Very good. Darwin, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yep, you have a great day. Thanks for what you do, Mark.
That's Darwin Lehman, Forest City School Superintendent, our guest here on KW Morning Conversation.